performing solar, performing heart, performing prostate, doing all kinds of good deeds. And then at the 11th hour, the person decides to abandon Islam. Alright? And died at the age of 21. It was only a non-believer for just 1 year. All the good deeds, all the good years, all have been rendered in vain. The person will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a curse, wounded, and thrown into hellfire. And he will abide in hellfire forever. 4 years ago, and Allah said, okay. So, apostasy is a very dangerous thing in Islam. Aksama is tatbul, or tie. That arrechatu tahsulu dirikitab naqibin min nawaqib Islam. Allah, apostasy, maqaw, tahsulu, maqaw, dirikitab naqibin. What if it is for me, he nullifier, min nawaqib Islam, among the nullifiers of Islam. Okay, when you are Muslim, and now you now commit something that nullifies your Islam, then you become a Muslim. You become somebody who has committed apostasy. The nullifiers of Islam, the Tira, nullifiers of Islam are many. Tarujiu ila arba'ati asbab. But they can be summarized into four categories. Here, these categories are al-awwal, number one. A ritual in cold. A person can commit apostasy by his speaking. You can say something, alright, that will take you out of Islam. That's why the Prophet of Allah said in one of these. He said, one of you will say a statement, which you don't even consider to be anything, which you underrate. But that statement alone will show you far deep into the hellfire. Alright? So, the person that commits Rida by speaking. He said, Kasabbi Allah Ta'ala, like abusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? When somebody abuses God with his mouth, this statement alone takes you out of Islam. The Aw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abusing the message of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aw Malaikahi, or a person abusing the angels of Allah. Aw ahad min rusuli, or abuses anyone among the previous messengers. All these can take one out of Islam. That aw ibti'a an-nubuwah, or for someone to claim prophecy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger. Alright, it says, la nabiyya ba'd, there shall be no prophet after me. So if anybody wants to be and say, I am a prophet, alright, that claim takes him out of Islam, if he was a Muslim before, okay? The out of him, man yadda'iha, or when you believe one who claims to be a prophet, somebody comes and says, I am a prophet, say, yes, he is a prophet, I believe in his prophethood. By believing in him, you are gone. The out du'a, zayrillah. Or to supplicate to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like people who go to the grave, to supplicate to people in the grave. Okay? Or supplicate to the king. This kind of people, they are only on one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you supplicate to them directly, then they are committing rizqa. The awl isti'ana, dini, fima la yaqdur alayhi min Allah. Also, seek assistance from such other beings in what no one has power over except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not haram to seek assistance from your fellow men in what they have ability to do. Alright? But in things that nobody has power over except Allah, then you are supposed to direct your seeking of assistance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, well, if they are looking at the value, and also seeking refuge and protection from such beings in this kind of matters that only Allah has ability over. So all these four was a reset in power. That is committing apostasy to your statement. Number two, the arrest is in pain. Apostasy can also be committed through your actions. Alright, one can do some actions that will constitute hope and take him out of Islam. Example, it says the sujood in sunnah. when you prostrate to an idol, was shadow, or to a tree, was heaven, or to a school, was kubur, or to grave. Alright? People go and prostrate to grave. What does Lama, or when you sacrifice, when you slaughter to the grave. Okay? When you do this, when you slaughter to the grave directly, okay, you are committing a major shift. I have differentiated this matter before, so we don't confuse it. When you take your route to the grave and slaughter it directly to the person in the grave, calling directly to the person in the grave to grant your wishes or to protect you from your fear, you are committing a major shift. But when you take your route to the grave to slaughter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you decide to bring it here because you believe that slaughtering it here will make Allah grant your wish with it, you are committing a minor shirk. You are still a Muslim, but you are committing a minor shirk. Minor shirk is equivalent to a major sin. No. He said, وَإِلْقَاءُ الْقُسْحَةِ فِي الْمَوَاطِنِ الْقَذِيَةِ. Also, another action that you do that constitutes kufr is ilqa'ul mushaf, when you throw the mushaf, the Quran. When you throw the mushaf in mawaqin al-qadira, you throw it, the mushaf in places of impurity. Like you take the Quran and you put the latrine and throw it inside. Alright? You have committed apostasy. Say, wa amal sihr, when you practice magic or charms. Wa ta'allumuhu, when you learn it. What are you when you teach it? All of these constitute kufr. Alright? And that's in the Quran. Alright? And that's in the Shayatin in kufr. But you are teaching people kufr. Alright? And even though Shayatin also said, another part of that thing was said, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةً فَلَا تَكْفُرْ أي فَلَا تَكْفُرْ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ الْفِكْرِ. They were saying that to people who came to learn here from them. So Allah already described their own action of teaching as kufr, and they are not saying it's talk to learn from them, not to disbelieve. So meaning learning is also in kufr. Learning is kufr, teaching is kufr. No. He said, وَالْحُكُمْ بِذَلِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ. Also, when you rule or judge with order than what Allah has revealed, مُعْتَقِدًا حِلَّهُ. When you judge with what other than what Allah has revealed, believing that it's permitted to be true. Okay? Here also we must differentiate between people here. Whoever judges by other than what Allah has revealed, believing that that law is equivalent to the Sharia, alright, this person has committed kufr. How? Alright, especially, alright, you believe that this one is a law, this one is a law, so I can kill anyone alive. This is kufr. Also, when you believe that another law, other than the law of Allah, is better than the law of Allah, this is also kufr. Two people now. The first category, people who will refer to God is other than what Allah has revealed, not because they believe that it is equivalent to the law of Allah, or that it is better than the law of Allah, but they have been prepared to judge other than what Allah has revealed because of selfishness. Okay? Because of selfishness. This kind of people have not committed kufr, alright, but they are committing a major sin. Do you understand? Somebody can decide to judge, can seek to judge other laws because of selfishness. As a popular example I used to give, I don't know if I hear it here. Somebody, alright, it's an incident. It's late now, and Allah has to match up. Alright, I'm not going to say it. But he needs to be married to a woman, an American woman. Okay? And the woman was very rich. He inherited property from her father. So she was very, very rich. He married her in America. And at some point, he came back to Nigeria. And gradually, he started having problems with his wife. And the woman wanted him to divorce her. He said to him, divorce me, I don't want you to. He refused to divorce her. The woman wanted to come to Nigeria and approach the Sharia court and seek for divorce. He used his political connections to make sure that she was not being visa to come to Nigeria. He kept on saying to her, if you want divorce, go to American court and ask for divorce. Do you understand? Why? You see, if the woman comes to Nigeria and approaches the Sharia court, he's doing what he calls an unfollow. All right, what she needs to do is to return back to Saudi Arabia and she will free herself from his control. But if she's to go to an American form, he will say that all her property will be valid to women, and she will take half and she takes her. All right, this man here is a Muslim. All right, he will not be able to take care of himself from his body. You see, he is preparing another law to the Sharia law of self-defense. He understands the people of Sharia. So we say this person is committing a major sin, but he does, that does not take him out of Islam. The first category is somebody who approaches another law, all right, other than the law of Allah, because of necessity. All right, so like we are here in Nigeria, our Sharia laws have limitations. All right, there are cases that they cannot attend to. So if you want judgment, all right, or to claim that in those cases, you have to approach the common law court, otherwise, here, necessity will not be forced to approach the common law. Alright? In this case, you are not committing anything because of the Rurat to be from the Rurat. Alright? You just make what is prohibited from punishment. Allah. Number three, it says, a red devil in the ATI. Alright? That is committing apostasy to believe what you believe in your mind. So at times, what you believe in your mind can teach you out of Islam. The Qaqqad al-Sharif Allah. That when you believe that Allah Ta'ala has a partner, the associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So associating partner with Allah is Sharif. That can teach you out of Islam. The Aw anna al-Zina, or you believe that Zina, fornication and adultery, wal-Khamr, and taking alcohol, wal-Riba, and usury, halal. You believe that all these things are permitted in Islam. أو أن الخبز حرام or you believe that eating bread is حرام. Salafi, if someone will come to that and say eating bread is حرام, look, he is making حرام what Allah has made halal. Alright, so he can take you out of Islam. وأن الصلاة غير واجبة. أن الصلاة غير واجبة, someone believes that the صلاة, the 5-day prayer is not obligated. Once one believes in this, then the person is out of Islam. Unfortunately, there are Muslims who have become believers. Allah, I've seen somebody who put in three prayers out of five. Allah, he prays them three. Doesn't pray Shubi and he doesn't pray Isha. Okay, he only prays Zuhr after a month. And when a brother, he told me directly, a brother I know approached me and said, was trying to do the thing again. Try as much as possible to be coming to the mosque to pray. He said, out of five, I did three over five. It's far from a category. The three over five is far from a anywhere in the world, three over five is far from a so as far as it's concerned, we have tried. If this kind of belief, someone has a kind of belief in mind, take him out of his love. You understand? So it says, وأن الصلاة غير واجبة ونحو ذلك and similar things like that. مما أجمع على حله among the things that there is consensus of scholars on their permissibility, alright, like bread. I don't think there's any scholar anywhere that says that there is difference between us or any scholars whether bread is halal or not. There's a consensus on its permissibility. How much or there is consensus on its prohibition. There's no difference between scholars as to whether zina or taking alcohol is prohibited. Okay? How will you do this? There's no difference or its obligation. There's no difference between scholars as to whether salat is obligation or not. Everybody believes that salat is obligation. It's ijma'an qati'iyyan, total consensus. Alright? That wamithluhu la, wamithluhu la yadhalu. This kind of thing, a person does not, is not supposed to be ignorant of them. Alright? These are things that every Muslim believes. they are building things in Islam. So when you have this kind of belief in the mind, you are committing a mistake. You can take one out of Islam. Number four, it says, are ready to be shirk. Okay, when somebody comes and commits apostasy to doubt, or when you have doubt, the shirk is shaking in my tabaka. When you doubt anything among the things that have been previously mentioned, كَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي تَحْرِيمِ الشِّرْكِ, like somebody who is in doubt of the prohibition of shirk. Okay, I'm doubtful. I don't think this shirk is wanted or not. That kind of doubt alone can take one out of Islam. أَوْ تَحْرِيمِ الزِّنَا, or somebody is in doubt of the prohibition of zina, وَالْخَمْرِ, or taking alcohol. أَوْ تِحَلِّ الْكُمْ, or somebody is doubting whether bread is halal or not. أَوْ شَكَّ, or somebody is doubting the message of Prophet Muhammad. Our risalat is in me in al-Aziyah, or the message of any other one among any other prophet beside him, among other prophets. How he seems to be, somebody is in doubt of his truthfulness. You are in doubt whether the prophet was truthful or not. How he is in Islam, or somebody is doubting, has doubt in the religion of Islam. How he salahiyyat me in hadha al-zaman, or somebody is doubting the suitability of Islam for this contemporary era. There are people like that. All right? They tell you, how can we practice Sharia in this 21st century? How can you start putting somebody's Islam? Now, all right, as far as they are concerned, Islam is attained in school. All right? Now we practice again. If somebody has some belief, that person is out of Islam. Finally, it says, a ritual to be tarq. A person can commit apostasy through abandoning any pillar of Islam. At tarq, when you abandon the position of the Sharia. The commentary of the salah, like somebody who abandoned the salah, the Fajr prayer, mu'tamidan, mut'amidan, somebody who abandoned the salah, mut'amidan intentionally. Intentionally, he doesn't pray. There's no like that. Then he just believes, that's all. He doesn't pray, doesn't do anything. Look at this. So he called the Prophet ﷺ, why? Because of the same of the Prophet ﷺ, بين العرب وبين الكفر والشرك ترك الصلاة. He said that between الصلاة and كفر and shirk is abandoning the prayer. Meaning that is the division line between the servant of Allah and the non-servant of Allah. Okay, whoever does not pray is out of وغيره من الأدلة على كفر تارك الصلاة. And other evidences like that, which all indicate the fact that the person who abandons prayer has become a disbeliever. Right, so these are the, in summary, these are the five categories of religion, of apostasy. وأحكامها التي تترتب عليها بعد الثبوت الآية. Now the ruling, all right, that becomes incumbent after it has been established. Once it is established that the person has committed apostasy, what are the rulings that must hold? All right, these are the things we're going to talk about now. Number one, he said, this is Kitabat al-Muqtad. The first thing is that such a person, that's what commits to read that, will be asked to repent at this Kitabat. We'll ask him to read the Tawbah. Okay? We'll ask him. Also, person is a Muslim, but one or the other is a man of Islam who approaches and said, repent and come back to Islam. That's why in Taaba, if such a person repents, wa raja'a Islam and returns back to Islam, fi khilali salatati ayyam, within the period of 3 days, this is a means, all right, his repentance will be accepted. وَبِلَا مِنْ ذَلِكَ that will be accepted from him for 2 weeks. We leave him alone. Okay? We leave him alone, we'll continue with his normal life. The idea has come back to Islam. That's one. Two, إِذَا أَبَى أَنْ يَتُوبَ, if he refuses to repent, وَجَبَى بَقِيَ, alright, it becomes obligatory to execute. These can only be done in an Islamic country, not in Nigeria here. Look at this. In an Islamic country, it becomes obligatory upon the Imam,
hierarchically or the leader of the of Islamic faith to execute such a person. They call it Allah Salaam because of the time of the Prophet, Man Baddala Dinahu, whoever changes his religion, then execute him. Number three, that يُمْنَعُ مِنَ التَّصَرُّفِ فِي مَالِهِ فِي مُدَّةِ إِسْتِكَامَةِ. Okay? He is going to be prevented, يُمْنَعُ مِنَ التَّصَرُّفِ, he's going to be prevented from carrying out any transaction فِي مَالِهِ in his wealth. فِي مُدَّةِ إِسْتِكَامَةِ, during the period of his repentance. You know, we said I was going to be in 3 days to repent. Now, within these 3 days, his wealth will be confiscated by the Islamic state. We will not allow him to do anything to tamper with his wealth. And we give him 3 days. But if Aslama, for who alone, if he accepts Islam back, then his property will be given to him. Wa illa, otherwise, sara fay'an li baytillah. His property becomes a booty to the Baytullah, state treasure. Alright, as different between Al-Ghanima and Al-Fayt. Alright, you know the difference between Al-Ghanima and Al-Fayt. Al-Ghanima and Al-Ghanima in faith is the booty, war booty, alright, that is acquired after the war. Alright, when there is a jihad between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, and the Muslims defeat unbelievers, the property of the unbeliever becomes ghanima. Alright? It becomes ghanima to be shared among those who participated in the war. The imam is shared. Alright? There is a formula for sharing it in the Quran and Hadith. Alright? Now, but at times, when Muslims go out to win war against the unbeliever, it may be that the unbelievers will surrender even before the war takes place. Alright? So in this case now, you know, no effort was made or was given by the soldier before they won the war. And this kind of property is called al-fayt, not called al-ghanima. It belongs to the Prophet. He shared it among himself, his relatives. So, this kind of property that was acquired from an unbeliever without war is called faith. That's why he said his property will now be given to the state treasury. But maintain a property from the time he kills, his property will be transferred to the state treasury. How long can he elevate that? From the time he died, alright, in the state of apostasy. Supposing he committed apostasy, but before he was killed, he died by himself, alright, his property goes to the state treasury. Wakila, some other scholars say, maintaina irtidadihi yusra fi masalih al-muslimin. From the time that he commits apostasy, then his property will be spent for the benefit of the Muslim. Yusra fi masalih al-muslimin. His property will be spent for the benefit of the Muslims. Number four, the fourth ruling is what? It says, "Intifa'u at-tawaruf baynahu wa bayna aqaribi." Okay? The next ruling is that there will be no inheritance between him and his relatives. Okay? Between him and his relatives. It says, "Fala yarithuhu wa la yarithunahu." He will not inherit from them and they will not inherit from him. That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. لا يرث المسلم الكافر ولا الكافر المسلم. Right? The Muslim does not inherit the kafir and the kafir does not inherit the Muslim. So if a person dies committing ridda, then nobody will inherit from him. Or if one of his own person dies, he too will not inherit from that person. Number five, that إذا مات أو قتل على ردته فإنه لا يغسل. إذا مات if he dies, أو قتل or he is executed على ردته upon his apostasy, then لا فإنه لا يغسل. In that case, he will not be washed. Okay? Will not perform the rite of the dead body upon him. So will not wash him. ولا يصلى عليه, and they will not pray over him.
ولا يدفن في مقابر المسلمين and you will not be buried in the barakah of the Muslims. وإنما يدفن في مقابر الكفار. He is going to be buried in the grave, in the graveyard of the kufar, unbelievers. أو يوارى في التراب. أو just dig a pit and put it inside. في أي مكان غير مكان المسلمين. In anywhere, in any place other than the graveyard of the Muslims. You know, some of these rulings, these are the rulings, okay? These are the rulings that follow what a person for me read them. Not all of them are practical in our present circumstance, isn't it? You cannot execute somebody who commits a crime in Nigeria. It's freedom of freedom. The constitution grants everybody freedom of freedom. An association of the law. So if a person commits a murder, you say bye-bye, no problem. Go. However, there are other rulings that are practical. Alright? That are practical. Like what? Like lack of inheritance. Okay? Like lack of inheritance. So if somebody commits a murder, you understand? Then later one of the relatives dies, and he's entitled to inherit. You can see you are not a Muslim, so you cannot be here. You understand? And we can defend that thing of the Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court recognizes the Sharia when it comes to matters of inheritance. You understand? If we pass some of these things, some people will have a second thought. You understand? Another thing we can practice here is refusing to bury that person in Arabia. Like people who don't. They are not Muslims by name. They don't pray. You know somebody who doesn't pray. He doesn't fast. He doesn't do anything. He just believes. That's all. Apart from that, he's nothing. The day he dies, if he invites the man to come and pray, he wants to say, no, I will not pray. What are you doing? Yes. Even if other Muslims go and pray, if people around see that the imam is true, other elderly people, knowledgeable people, while many Muslims refuse, then they know that this is a very dangerous thing to do. Nobody wants to end like that, isn't it? So some of these things we can practice there, right? One will apply them is to send a signal to those Muslims that are unmindful of their duty to Islam. You know, so when people, when respected people who do refuse to participate in his funeral, or to send a signal to others, and they will have no choice but to be mindful of their religion, inshallah. So that's the end of that section. Inshallah, in our next class, we shall go to Al-Babu Rabi, which is chapter 4 of the book. This chapter comprises a lot of things. فالأقوال وأفعال تنافي التوحيد أو تنقصه. Alright, I want to look at أقوال, statements, وأفعال and actions تنافي التوحيد, which negate التوحيد. أو تنقصه, or they reduce it and make it defective. There were many فصول. In this chapter, there are so many sections. And first of all, section one, we look at إدعاء علم الغيب. That is claiming knowledge of the unseen. في قراءة الكف to redeem the palm. You know, there are people, when you go to them and you tell them your problem, they say, bring your hand. You collect your hand, you look at your hand and you begin to tell you things about your life. Have you seen such people? There are people like that. You know? They say they are malams. Or what do they call themselves? Then you call, say, bring your hand. Look at your hand. You have social problems, in future, this will happen to you, this will happen to you. He is claiming knowledge of the unseen through reading your palm. Alright, what is the meaning of this kind of practice? We will go in our next class, inshallah. He said, well, finjan, the cup. This is also common in Arab countries. Don't know that we are doing it here. The cup you are drinking tea. Someone will come and carry you, look at it, and tell you something about your life. Alright? There are people who are doing it. What's in Jesus?
at astrology. All right, some people will say they can look at the sky based on the movement of the stars. They can tell you what will happen in the world. Okay, this kind of practice, what is the Islamic ruling concerning them? Al-Fasl al-Thani, as-sihr, magic, wal-kuhana, and soothsaying, wal-arrafa, fortune telling. What is the ruling concerning this? Al-Fasl al-Thani, section 3, taqdeem al-qarradin. Alright, when people present their sacrificial animal, wal-nudur, and vows, wal-hadaya, and gifts, lil-mazara, to shrines. People go to shrines to give sacrificial animals, or to go to make vows, or to present gifts to those shrines. Wal-qubur, and graveyard, wata'azimuha, and they are glorifying these places. What is really concerning this? Al-Fasl al-Rabi, section 4, ta'azim al-tamathi, alright, glorifying al-tamathi, idols, alright, wal-nusuf al-tiskariya, monument, historical monument, alright. When you go to some places, you see sculpture of some people of history. Alright, go to the East now, all the way. You see sculpture of Adjola, or you see sculpture of Abba Makoli, or you see sculpture of Sango, or whatever the people watch. Alright, and you see they consider these sculptures, they have some, you know, spiritual attachment to these sculptures. What is the ruling? Al-Fasl al-Khami, al-Istihza bid-Din. Mocking the religion, wal istihana, bi hurmati, alright, and underrating hurmati, sacred thing of the Islam, alright, religious sanctuaries or sanctuaries. Al fasl al sadis, al hukm bi ghayri ma anzal Allah, ruling with other than what Allah has revealed. The scholar will discuss it in detail, inshallah. Al fasl al sabi', iddia haqq al tashri'. For somebody to claim that he has the right to legislate these laws in Islam. What tahleel, or making something halal. What tahreem, or making something haram. What is the ruling? Al-Fasl al-Thamin, section 8, al-intima ila al-madahib al-ilhadiyya. Alright, affiliation. When you affiliate yourself to atheist groups, okay, or ideologies. Wal-ahzab al-jahiliyya, or Jahiliya groups. Al-Fasl al-Tasi, section 9. An-Nazra al-Madiyya lil-Hayat. That is materialistic view of life. What that means, we'll discuss it. People who believe in anything materialistic, meaning he only believes in the existence of anything that can be perceived through the five senses. Okay? So what he cannot see, or cannot touch, or cannot smell, or hear, or taste, does not exist. You understand? So only existence is confined to these five senses. That's an-nazra al-madiyya. Only physical things exist. What is really concerned this kind of belief? At-tama'im, al-fasl al-ashir, section 10, at-tama'im wa-ruqa. Alright? At-tama'im talisman. That is using talisman or amulet or ruqa and incantations, alright, prohibited incantations. What is really concerning this? Al-Fasl al-Hadi Ashar, section 11, al-Halif, the Ghayr Allah, right? When you swear by other than Allah, what tawassu, when you seek intercession, wal isti'ana, when you seek help, bil makhluq dun Allah, alright, when you seek help from creatures beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the sections that we're going to look at, inshallah, in this chapter 4. May Allah make it easy. But Allah will pray that we fight, may Allah reward us for it. Whatever we are wrong, may Allah forgive us. May Allah increase us in knowledge. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If there are questions, 1 or 2, 3, we'll answer before.
About the Hima and the Hima.